In Parshas Mishpatim, which is mainly about civil law, but in the context there of a discussion of civil law, two people getting into a fight, beating each other up, and the monetary requirements to pay for people's injuries, if you're responsible for them, the Torah mentions that among the responsibilities are rapo rape, that you shall surely be healed, and responsibilities to make sure that that occurs. But the main purpose for our topic today is the well-known double phrase of rapo yurape, you shall surely be healed and taken care of medically. So the Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph has a very brief but well-known statement that derives a halacha from this, that the language of rapo yurape teaches us mikan shenitan rishus lerofe lerapos. From here, from this pasuk, we see that the Torah gives permission to the doctor to heal. Nitna rishus lerofe lerapos. And of course, the obvious question for those of us who've been getting poked and prodded and examined by doctors as long as we can remember is, what's the chiddush? What was the havamina? We needed the Torah to tell me I have a permission to go to a doctor? If I go to a doctor, the doctor needed permission from the Torah to heal me? What was that? What's the havamina? What's the chiddush of this pasuk? What's the chiddush of this din? So in order to understand this din, which clearly, if we look at it, who's it written from? Whose perspective? This pasuk is written from whose perspective? It's not a trick question. It's like on the first part. From whose perspective? Whose perspective? No. Say who is being spoken to? No, the Gemara, and not the pasuk. The Gemara. The Gemara is speaking to who? The doctor. Excellent. Right. This is question is, if we're going to understand the Gemara's chiddush, or we'll know what is the chiddush talking to the doctor's perspective. So let's take a step back, and we'll only understand that if we take a look at the perspective that the Torah and Halacha has on medicine from the patient's perspective. At this point, everyone in the room has only been a medical patient. Perhaps in 10 years I'll meet one of you and you'll tell me that you're now a doctor. But until then, halavai, it's a wonderful thing. But until now, at least one thing we all are, is we all have been patients. So what's the perspective from our perspective? What's the Torah's perspective, halachic perspective, as a patient? And what I'd like to show you is that, broadly speaking, there is a three-way machlokus and rishonim. To understand what the Torah's perspective is and what the attitude should be as a patient when we have medical issues vis-a-vis the doctor. And by understanding that, these three groups of rishonim will understand the mirror image, what is the perspective of the doctor. And then we'll see, I hope, in part three, an interesting story in Tanakh where all three of these shitas get debated. And then finally, I want to show you something really interesting in terms of the halacha lemaisa of it. So if you take a look at source number two, is the Ramban. This is a very famous Ramban in Vayikra, and it's a very long Ramban. I've given you quite a bit, and it's only a fraction of the Ramban. This is the Ramban's very famous treatise about not only medicine, but it's even broader, about the whole interplay between, you could say, hashkacha and hishtadlus. And in the context of that, says the Ramban in the top line, you should know that when Yisrael, when the people are shleimim, when we are doing what we're supposed to do, when we're living on the level we're supposed to, lo yitna heg inyanam b'teva klal. Nature, natural forces, have no hold on the Jewish people when we are at our A game. Now, we're not always, but ideally, it says the ideal is the Ramban, that nature in any form is not holding the Jewish people hostage. Lo begufam, lo ba'artzam, right? That's maybe the easiest to at least see, right? When is Israel ever worked by any rational, right? If it would be up to rationality or the laws of political science, there wouldn't be an Israel anymore. So that's an easier example. But it's not just that. He says, begufam, lo bechlolam, not only the Jewish people as a people, which is also easier to understand, you know, Isha Torah, you know, the secret of Jewish survival, and Napoleon, and all sorts of other great thinkers over the centuries can't understand, Mark Twain, how could the Jewish people survive? It doesn't make any sense. But more than that, says Ramban, lo biyachid mehem, even an individual Jew, if you're living on the level you're supposed to, again, lo yitnaheg en yanam b'teva klal. So he continues, and he gives a specific example, end of the second line. Ashlo yitztarchu lerofe ul hishtamer mi darche herfuos klal. Ideally, says the Ramban, a Jew should have no need ever for a doctor. Now what he means, as he explains, is that he doesn't mean that you will therefore never get sick. But what he means is, if we live a purely spiritual life, then if we were to get sick, we would understand that if we have a sickness, that is merely a physical symptom of what? More generally, a spiritual problem. Right? The doctor sees symptoms and looks for a cause. Says the Ramban, if we're living on the proper level, we would realize that all of the physical symptoms really have spiritual causes. After all, that's why the Torah says in Shmos earlier, we just read it a few weeks ago, Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Well, Hashem never wore a white coat, he was never in the emergency room. What he means is, and not only because Hashem could do miracles, he means in the, why, then you could just say, ani Hashem, you know, I'm your savior. Why is it rofecha? So Ramban apparently understands, because even when you have physical symptoms, Hashem could cure them if you treat them with, if you will, spiritual antibiotics. What are spiritual antibiotics? Tshuva. As if you have something wrong with you, it must be that there's something spiritually at cause. So you'll fix that. You'll fix the physical malady. And he says, Chen hayut tzadikim osin bezmana nevua. Says the Ramban, he makes a statement, which we can't confirm or contradict, but he says, in the time of Nevi'im, I don't know if he means every Jew or most Jews, that's how they lived. They had symptoms. No one lived forever, obviously, and people did get sick. But they didn't go to the doctor. They went to the Navi. What should I fix? Now, just like a doctor can misdiagnose something, you come back 3 weeks later, my throat still hurts. So you could come back 3 weeks later and tell the Navi. So either you haven't fixed the tshuva, or maybe you got to do a different, maybe there's a new Avera. Okay, it's not a lack of hishtadlus. We're not saying don't do any hishtadlus. What we're saying is you have to understand what the right hishtadlus is. If you had really bad stomach aches for a while and you went to an orthopedist, so you did hishtadlus, but you did the wrong hishtadlus because the doctor you went to doesn't know about what your malady is. So says the Ramban, if you go to any doctor for what's really a spiritual sickness, in essence, you're making a mistake. He does say in the fourth line that maybe it's interesting. Nutritionist is like the only thing he really values. Right? Giving good dietetic advice, nutritional regimens, this maybe is a place for doctors. But beyond that, he says, really, everyone should realize that any type of chola is really an onesh of a chait, and would only be misrape baraton Hashem. Unfortunately, however, he says, however, interestingly, even though the Torah has this hashkafa, says the Ramban, the hashkafa is only l'chadchila. The Torah does not prohibit, does not oser going to the doctor, but it makes it clear that you could live. There's two lanes, right? You got the fast lane and the slow lane. We got the spiritual, the ideal lane, and the bidyevid way of going through life. So if you want to live on that ideal lane, an ideal plane, so then that's one way. But the Torah does give you, not everyone could make it across. We got to have a net in case somebody falls. If you're weak, says the Ramban, and you're not willing to live on that level, so then we have a concept of medicine and going to doctors. So before we get to how he applies our pasuk, but just to make sure we understand, the hashkafa of the Ramban is basically, it's not usher to go to a doctor, but it's clearly bidyevid. He basically writes, remember where the phrase is here, but basically says anyone who wants to have like a chelek benachlas Hashem, it's like less than not shanabet, you know what I mean? Like, it's like if you're a bum, okay, fine, you'll go to a doctor. It's not us, sir, but whatever. That's his attitude. It's very, very bidyev. L'chachila, we're not supposed to go to doctors. That's the way it is. Now, in light of that, how does he understand the pasuk in our parsha? Of rapo yirape. So it says the Ramban something that is ingenious, but sometimes you could be too clever by half. After all, he has this big hashkafa against going to doctors, so you would think that the pasuk in our parsha is one big shaila against the Ramban. The Torah itself is saying rapo yirape, go to the doctor. How can you say that that's me being the weak guy choosing the bum lane of spiritual traffic? The Torah said rapo yirape. So says the Ramban something ingenious to get out of that. V'zeo kavanas ba'amram, the Gemara, the pasuk rapo yirape, and the Gemara says rishus l'rof of the rapos. Lo amru shenit rishus l'chole lis rapos. Elakevish chalachole ubal lis rapos. Kach kinag refuos. And even though he's not, this is the phrase I was alluding to before, he's not me'adas Hashem, shechalkam b'chayim, because someone who's from the Adas Hashem, the congregation of God, Shechalkam B'chaim, who's going to have a portion in life, they of course wouldn't go to the doctor, they'd go to the Navi. But if you have a weakling who chooses the bum lane, Ein l'rofei l'aser atzmei r'fuaso. So says Ramban, a tremendous chiddush. Be medayik in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. As we said before, it's written from whose perspective? From the doctor's perspective, the Gemara said. So says Ramban, here's the scheme. Lechadchila, you should go to the doctor. You should daven, you should say Tehillim, you should go to the Navi. If you're weak and you want to go to the doctor, we might have had a Havamina. If I didn't know the second half of the Ramban, and I didn't know the Pasuk or the Gemara, I would say in light of the Ramban's Hashkafa, it should be usher to be a doctor. Because you're totally feeding into, enabling, it's almost kind of lifnei iver for people to go into this bum lane. So says the Ramban, Ein Chanami. That's the Chiddush of Rapo Yerapeh. Even though, b'dieved, the people shouldn't go to the doctor, but if they go, Mikan nitna reshus l'rofei l'rapa. So you want to know, we ask the question, why do you need a reshus? You need permission for the doctor to heal? Says Rabban, exactly, yes. Because the Hashkafa would have told us that you shouldn't go to the doctor, and therefore the doctor shouldn't treat you. The Chiddush, analytically, of this Ramban, is that he breaks the connection between doctor and patient. As we'll see, the other Rishonim, whatever they say, but one thing the other Rishonim seem to all agree on, is they disagree with Ramban about this. They say whatever you're going to say about the patient, you'll say about the doctor, and vice versa. But Ramban's Chiddush, though he gets out of this pasuk, is that he breaks that connection. That even though the Torah clearly says the doctor is allowed to be a doctor, but says Ramban, that does not indicate that there's anything good about going to the doctor. Adrab, it's b'dieved. But if you go, a Chiddush, the Torah says, you can do it. Now again, part of the reason that that's possible is because he clearly does not say it's a strict isser. If I'd say it's usher to eat treif, I wouldn't say, but if someone chooses to be weak and go to McDonald's, I can serve them. And we know that's not true. So clearly here, it's not a strict isser. Nevertheless, despite the fact that it's very b'dieved, don't want to go, if you do go and you're weak, the doctor's allowed. So in the Ramban's world, going to medical school would have been not a recommended investment. Nothing wrong with it, but basically you'd have the Navi and the doctor in like the same complex. So it'd be like, that might be a good investment as a developer. You could build one complex for the Navim and the doctors. They both get there at 9. But according to the Ramban, ideally, the Navi should have a line out the door, and the doctor should be able to learn all day. Because everyone would go to the Navi for their problems and not the doctor. But if people are weak, then they'll go to the doctor. That's the Shita of the Ramban. That is the first Shita that I wanted to mention to you. Yes, you had a question. Does he explain that? Not that I'm aware. I mean, not in this piece. I don't recall.
If we say that every sickness has a spiritual reason, then...
Well, again, I'm not saying, I didn't mean to overstate, I don't think that's what he's saying, that there can't be other reasons, like Yisurim Shalavo or other things. But we know in general, even without this Ramban, most of the time something bad happens to you, even though we can't necessarily identify, that's frustrating, but that... The mainstream understanding typically is that there's some that you did something wrong. Not that Hashem loves you so much, therefore he's making your hand fall off or something. You know, Yisur and Shalav are a very, I'm not saying, it's a Gemara, but it's a very tricky idea. I'm not saying the Ramban would deny that, but I don't think that contradicts what he's saying. Okay? Who disagrees with this? So a middle approach, this is one extreme. A middle approach is the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, commenting on our parsha, if you look in like the Toras Chaim, if you've seen those Toras Chaim of Sadr of Kook, Mikras Gedolos's, so I'm not a scholar to give you all the background, but I do know if you look on the page there, they have two Ibn Ezras, Ha'aruch v'ha'kotzer. So the first Ibn Ezra I gave you is from the quote Kotzer, and the second is from the Aruch, but basically he says the same thing, and that is that ideally, you should not go to doctors. Sounds like the Ramban. In fact, he seems to go even further. He may imply that it might even be usur to go to doctors. After all, if you go to doctors, that's kederach hamazalos. It's almost like, you know, superstition or sorcery almost. After all, you should realize, ki ani Hashem rofecha. You're supposed to be going to God. Aye! But the pasuk in Mishpatim says, rapo yirape, and the Gemara says, mishus l'rofe l'rapo. So take a look at what the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra says, last line, Hamakehib miyad ha'adam. Then Yuchal ha'adam l'refuasa mira, as opposed to if it was a makkah from Hashem, then Hashem would fix it. In other words, what's the Ramban, what's the Ibn Ezra, excuse me, saying? Look at the context of Parshas Mishpatim. What did I tell you? What's the context of the Pasuk in Mishpatim? Two guys get into a fight, one guy beats the other guy up. Says the Ramban, exactly. Says the Ibn Ezra, excuse me, I'm sorry. Says the Ibn Ezra, exactly. There's different types of illnesses or medical scenarios. Some, as he says in this piece, are caused by another person. Or if you look in the piece below, he refers to them as makot v'hapsaim shiru b'chutz, more external. So we'll kind of combine those two things, external or human caused. Somebody beats you up and you break your arm, right? You're walking down across Central Avenue and some lady is on the cell phone, not looking where she's going while she's driving, and God forbid you get hit. This could be seriously hurt. So that's makkah bidei adam. That's an external man, human caused thing. Says Ibn Ezra, something like that in a chanami, then a doctor, a human, can be the refuah. But if, Rahman al-Aslan, a person has very high blood pressure, has to figure out what to do about that. Or a person gets all of a sudden angina, heart condition, cancer, it's depressing to think of all the problems we could have. But anything like that, so says Ibn Ezra, then ain hachinami. It's usher to go to the doctor. Because that's something that's being caused directly by Hashem. And therefore, the only way to treat it is to go directly to Hashem. So on the one hand, he seems to be a little bit more extreme even than the Ramban, because where he's anti-medicine, he's really anti-medicine. It seems like it's even usher. However, I'm calling him a middle position, because he creates this whole category of things which there's nothing wrong with, no guilt whatsoever about going to the doctor, and that's these external / man, human caused incidents, such as, for example, like the case in our Parshas Mishpatim. So whereas the Ramban says it's pretty much ideally never, but okay, if you're a bum, okay. And the Chiddush of Parshas Mishpatim is, if you want to be a bum, the doctor's allowed to treat you. Ibn Ezra says, no, it all depends on what the machala is. What's the problem? If you have something more natural, internal, you're not supposed to go to the doctor. And therefore, says the Ramban, says Ibn Ezra, Mikan Shinitin L'Rofe L'Rapos is not said about all things. You want to go into internal medicine? Tis tis, shame on you, usser. Want to be an orthopedist because kids are breaking their ankles on the basketball court? Gives them to hate. It depends on what kind of medicine, says Ibn Ezra. Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos would have like a footnote. See the below? Depends which field you go into. Right? It kind of gives new meaning to like Shomer Shabbos residency. It can be certain fields. But, says Ibn Ezra, if it's those other fields, maybe just a cardiologist or I don't know, whatever, a neurologist or something, where it's just going to be, you know, God forbid people get these machalos from Hashem, someone all of a sudden Nebuch just gets Alzheimer's. So what are you going to a doctor for? That comes from Hashem. If you want to try to beat it, got to go through the Navi. Go to Hashem directly. Yeah. So I assume if I would peel back what you're trying to ask, I would say the big problem, which I think you're putting your finger on correctly, with the Ibn Ezra is it's very hard to draw that kind of a line. After all, don't we believe that if the woman who was distracted on her cell phone hit me as I'm walking across the street, isn't that also from Hashgacha? Like, you know, God has many ways to get to me if he wants to. Which is what? Oh, or it could be because you were just smoking or something like that. Right, right. Bad eating habits or whatever. Right. So I think that's a good question. And there have definitely been those who've asked the question on the Ibn Ezra the way I asked it, for sure. And what's intriguing is it may point to the possibility that Ibn Ezra believes, as there are Mefarshim who do believe, that there may be different ways Hashkacha works. For example, is there the same hashkacha if you get killed by an earthquake or killed by a mugger? So there are some mefarshim who say it's not the same thing. If you get killed by something naturally caused, obviously that's coming from Hashem. We may not be able to know why, but we have to say that's coming from Hashem. But if you happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, you were getting, you know, milk at the grocery store when the mugger, you know, when the robber broke in and they shot you, could be, say some of Hashem, that that's not even part of God's plan. It's just that Hashem can't take away free will, so Hashem can't butt in, and certain things that Hashem might not have wanted do happen. Now, I'm not saying that that's the most popular view, but there is such a view in Rishonim and Farshim, and it could be that this Ibn Ezra is along those lines. And therefore he could distinguish and say, well, certain things which are man-caused, Lav Davka Hashem wanted you to get sick. So certainly, go treat them. But if Hashem Davka gave you, just like if Hashem gave you, what's the difference between Tzara'as and Crohn's disease, stomach ache or something? The answer is just that Tzara'as was obviously from Hashem. So who'd you go to? You didn't go to a doctor. You went to a Navi. You went to the Kohen. So here also, if you have another natural disease, says Ibn Ezra, it's basically the same thing. It's coming from Hashem. Go to the Navi. Yeah.
Ibn Ezra also said that, like, the story of Yosef, that the brothers actually could have killed him, and that it would have changed the entire plan.
Yeah, exactly. So the other, very good, and the other Mefarshim that I was alluding to, our Mefarshim would talk about when he was in the pit. Now, some Mefarshim would speak about, had he been killed in that way, that not necessarily been in Hashkacha, he could have been killed that way, whatever. It's very complex stuff, but the Ibn Ezra is touching on some of that. That's approach number one, the Ramban. Number two, the Ibn Ezra. Number three, and really the much more popular mainstream view, and all of you are still holding your breaths, the one that you're all expecting and more familiar and more comfortable with, is primarily, at least starts with the Rashba, which is not totally, which is not a small thing, because Rashba is a Talmud of the Ramban. But on this, he argues vigorously against the Ramban. And the Rashba is a tshuva, which he makes his feelings very, very clear. Mutar lehisaseik berefuos. There's no problem whatsoever to go to the doctor, to be a doctor. Just one t'nai, one condition. Says the Rashba, of course you should go to the doctor. Of course you should be a doctor. Just one thing. You should realize that anything that's going to happen productive and good is a shlichus, is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you sit in the doctor's office and you say Tehillim, and then you do what the doctor tells you to do. And the doctor, before he puts the scalpel into your chest, says a tefillah, and then he does what he has to do. As long as you realize that ki ani Hashem rofecha, there's the doctor with the lowercase and then the uppercase D. Ki ani Hashem rofecha, says Rashba, does not mean that no one else is allowed to be a doctor. It just means that the ultimate rofe, who's going to decide if the surgery is going to be successful or not? That's always B'yad Hashem. Don't forget that, says the Rashba. But as long as you remember that, Adarabba, there's nothing wrong with going. Not only that, this is how Hashem made the world. There's no difference between this and someone who says, well, I don't have to eat because if Hashem wants me to be healthy, I'll be healthy. No, Hashem wants you to be healthy, and the way He made the world is that you have to eat to be healthy. So to hear also, Hashem wants you to be healthy, and the way He made the world is that you go to a doctor. But you shouldn't forget, Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, the healing is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as you understand that, and don't forget that, then there's no problem. And what about the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim? Says Rashba, he's waving the flag. This is his Pasuk. Whereas the Ramban had to squirm out of our Parsha, the Rashba says, oh, exactly, Mikan Nidin Rashus L'Rofi L'Rapos, exactly, the Torah is endorsing, go to the doctor. What more proof do you want from that? Of course, remember Hashem, liftoach b'Hashem. Of course, remember habitochet is all coming from Hashem. But this is the way you're supposed to do it. After all, says the Ramban, he invokes the famous Gemara. Otherwise, it's ein somchan al anes. You can't just rely on any. There's a joke. I mean, it's funny for people like my age and older. Maybe it won't be cool enough for you guys. But there's a joke about, maybe you've heard this, probably from a rabbi if you did, about the guy who's having, there's a flood and he goes to the top of his house. You know this one? He's, God, you'll save me, and then there's the boat comes, and the fireman comes, and then a helicopter comes with a ladder, and he keeps saying, no, I'm okay, God's going to save me, and then of course he dies, and he asks God, in heaven, what happened? He says, who do you think sent the policeman, who sent the fireman, who sent the boat, who sent the... Right, those are shluchim of Hashem. How do you think Hashem's going to save you? A heavenly hand's going to reach out and grab you? So Hashem sent the doctor. So just realize that it's coming from Hashem. Specifically, adding to that, l'shitaso, the Rashba, not in the tshuva, but in his Chidushim on our Gemara in Baba Kama, the Rashba Lashitoso says that's the double Lashon of Rapo Yirapei. Why a double Lashon? In two ways. First of all, to be emphatic, you should know it's the right thing to do. But he also adds, Rapo Yirapei, you should realize it doesn't matter what kind of illness. Whether it's external, whether it's internal, whether it's completely natural and hereditary or genetic or man-caused. Rapo, Yirape, both, everything, go to the doctor. So who's that coming to be against? Who's he rejecting with that? Who's he rejecting with that double language? The Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, well, it depends. Is it external? Is it internal? Is it genetic? Or is it... Says the Rashba, no, rapo, you're rapo, it doesn't matter what it is. Go to the doctor. Sure enough, Rashi and Tosfos, also on the Gemara Baba Kama, say things similar. It's not just the Rashba, it's Rashi and Tosfos. I just gave you Rashi, for example. Rashi says, what does the Gemara mean? Nitan Rashus Lerofim Lerapos. Lo Amrinan, Rahmani Machiv, Ihu Masi. Because you shouldn't say God made the person sick, let God heal the person. Now, this is not as crazy as you might think. There are people alive and well today, was a Christian Scientist, other such people, who, right, every year at least once, you read about a case, right, like in America, where there's always these fighting in the courts, where there's a parents who don't want to treat a child because they say it goes against their religious beliefs, they're Seventh-day Adventists, they're just going to say Psalms all day and pray. And you know, often the child welfare services will sue on behalf of the child. You have about these things all the time. They're so common that, like, every legal or medical show that Hollywood puts out has to have, like, one episode about the crazy Christian type. You know, so, for our perspective, they do sound crazy. But says Rashi, said the Rashba, Tosfos also in the Gemara. There's such a havamina. Meaning, we have a maskana. We're more sophisticated. But we can understand, I'm being serious, but we can understand the havamina. If you're a religious person and you realize that if you believe in providence, which is the translation for hashkacha, so God made the person sick. Who gave the doctor the right to know, put his nose in the business? The answer is we believe that that's what God wants us to do. It's not, I can't blame the poor Christian Scientist who doesn't have Torah Shabbat Peh. You know, you can understand where they're coming from. It's a mistake. It's terrible. But we can understand where they're coming from, says Rashi. But that's the whole point of the Pasuk. Kamash Malan, it's not true. And not begrudgingly like the Ramban, you're in the bum lane. No, L'chachila, this is what Hashem wanted. Rapo, Yerape, yeah. I didn't get that at all. Meaning the Ramban are... You mean the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra? I don't think so. I don't think it's connected, because the Ramban... We know who the Ramban was, right? If we didn't know the Ramban ala Torah, he still would have been probably one of the 20 greatest Jews ever. So the Ramban is one of the greatest, you know, Mefarshim on the Gemara also, and he quotes the Gemara. Because he has a parish on the... You know, now what I didn't check, which would be interesting, is Ramban and Baba Kama, what does he say? I didn't check that, because this Ramban al-Torah is so famous. I don't know if he commented on this. And you'll ask, and I don't know, why would he say all this on the Parsha on the Torah and not in Baba Kama? But hey, I look forward to the day we could ask him. I don't know. But I don't think that that's connected. And the Ibn Ezra didn't write a parish on the Gemara. You know? So I don't think so. And it's an interesting observation, but I think it's just a coincidence. Now, I want to mention one thing before we get to the last part of the show, which is the Halakha L'maisa, which is just to show you something so interesting. Aside from the Gemara, which everyone has to deal with, and we saw each one of them figures out a way to use the Gemara. For some people, the Gemara is more obviously good, like Rashba. Some people, like the Ramban, we have to wiggle our way out. So too, there's a pasuk in Navi. Right? There are certain things that, like, you know, you can't just reject. Like, you can't reject a pasuk, you can't reject an explicit Gemara, and you can't reject a pasuk in Navi. So if there's a pasuk in Navi out there, it's going to have to work for you, or, like, you know, you're going to have to fold in your cards. So there's a pasuk in Navi in Divrei Hayamim, and it speaks about a king named Asa. And basically, the pasuk says in number 3 that Asa got this, like, freaky foot disease, which was, like, way more serious than an athlete's foot, and it traveled somehow from his foot to his internal organs, and basically he died from it, this horrible death. And the pasuk criticizes Asa for going to the doctors. It says he went to the doctors. Fagam bechelyo lo daras as Hashem ki berofim. Right, the Navi, the Tanakh, you know, kicks some dirt on him while he's down and says, you should just, not only did he die this horrible death, but anyway, he was a bum. He went to the doctors. He didn't go to Hashem. He didn't turn to a Navi. He didn't do tshuva. Terrible. Well, maybe, let's see. Why does it sound as a criticism? Let's say it's not a criticism. Fine, let's say it's neutral. I mean, I think usually when you talk about someone not going to Hashem, that doesn't sound to me too neutral. But, okay, we'll look at it with a blank slate. So let me ask you to guess. What does the Ramban, has Ramban going to read this pasuk? Huh? The Ramban loves this pasuk. Exactly. Take a look at the Ramban on the bottom. He says, I have a proof. Amar HaKosov, and he quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. And he says, etc., etc. Skip to the next page. Actually, no, that's it. That's the bottom of it. Anyway, the bottom line is he quotes this pasuk and he says, "Ein ha'ashem rak b'vush lo darsh Hashem, al v'adarsh Hashem benavi lo yudish barofim." Rather, he says, don't tell me it's just because he didn't go to Hashem. No, even someone who went to Hashem but who also went to the doctor would have been bad. The way the Ramban reads this pasuk, again, there's two parts to that phrase. He didn't go to Hashem, and he went to the doctors. So the way the Ramban reads the pasuk, clearly subject to debate, but I want you to understand the way the Ramban reads the pasuk, and clearly he's reading it in light of his overall view, is that the dagesh, the emphasis is ki barofim. And for the Ramban, once you do that, bum! You went to the doctor? Whether he had gone to the Navi, not gone to the Navi, wouldn't have mattered anymore. Going to the doctor, say, a king, Melch Yisrael, this is already a bad thing. He's against it. However, that's not the only way to read the pasuk. Take a look at the Bach. So first of all, before I tell you the Bach, the Ibn Ezra, I'm not sure if I put it in the parts I gave you from the Ibn Ezra, but the Ibn Ezra also quotes this pasuk. Well, how could the Ibn Ezra quote the pasuk? He doesn't agree with the Ramban. So how, obviously the Ibn Ezra read the pasuk differently. So here's how the Ibn Ezra read the pasuk. Also, brilliant. Ibn Ezra says, also like the Ramban, the pasuk is very against King Asa. Bad, bad boy. But why was he such a bad boy? Because what kind of machala did Asa have? Remember, the Ibn Ezra says it all depends on what the problem is. The Ibn Ezra didn't have some external man-caused thing. He had a natural disease. Ibn Ezra, for Ibn Ezra, that's a red line. A natural internal disease? Then you got to go to the Navi, and the Navi only. You're not allowed, according to Ibn Ezra, to go to the doctors in those cases. So the Ibn Ezra did! I mean, so King Asa did. So Ibn Ezra says, this pasuk, beautiful, it's the flag, I'm waving it. It's a proof for me. Why is the Navi so against Asa? Because he had an internal disease. Enechanami, lu yitzuyer, if it wouldn't have been that Asa was also dying, but not from this freaky foot disease, but because he had been in battle, and the enemy had stabbed him right in between the pieces of armor, and then he came back, to the Melech Yisrael, and he's dying, and then they bleeding to death from this, and then he went to the doctors, Ibn Ezra would have been nothing wrong with that, because that was man-caused, but he had this internal disease, foot disease, that's the problem. Take a look at the Bach, the last source of number three. Says the Bach, I'll tell you what was wrong with King Asa. Because again, everyone sees this in the Navi as being something negative. But I'll tell you, says the Bach, what was wrong with it. Sounds like maybe you would have read the pasuk like the Ramban, the Mashma, the Osir. Maybe you think it's Osir to go to a doctor. He says, no. Lefi shelo dorash b'Hashem klal, kiyim b'harofim bilvad. L'kach nenash. Av limbotach b'Hashem, sheshach harfu shalema alidei harofei. Mutter, Lidrosh, Barofim, it doesn't matter what kind of illness it is. So going back to the Pasuk, the Rashba, the Bach reads the Pasuk exactly the way we would expect who? The Rashba to read the Pasuk. Which is again, the Pasuk ends on a conjunction. He didn't go to Hashem, meaning the Navi, and he did go to the doctor. Says Rashba exactly, waves the flag. This is a proof for me. Had he gone to Hashem and the doctor? After Yonah, man of the year. Nothing wrong with that. But it's because he didn't go to Hashem. That's the only problem when there is to go to a doctor. So what I want to show you, which is to me so interesting, you have three of the Gedolei Rishonim, each of them with these very strong views, each one of them with a proof here, a proof there. But each of them have certain evidence which they have no choice but to accept. Because you can't argue on a pasuk in Chumash, you can argue on an uncontrovertible Gemara, and you can't argue on a pasuk in Tanakh. So yet, with all their creative genius, each one of them figures out a way to have the exact same evidence. They're not disputing evidence, right? They're stipulating to the facts and evidence, to use an American legal kind of a phrase. And yet, each one of them could look at the same evidence with different glasses and see different things and reach different conclusions. Now, what's worth noting as we transition to the last part of this year is the last few words of the Bach. Says the Bach, you see from this, like the Rashba, that as long as you're Boteach, Bahashem, there's nothing wrong to go to a doctor. V'chein or v'kach, nahogu b'chol gvul Yisrael. Says the Bach, writing only a few hundred years ago, but certainly way after the Rishonim, the bottom line is, with all the respect to the Ramban, all the respect to the Ibn Ezra, minag Yisrael, if you will, is like the Rashba. We assume that there's nothing wrong going to the doctor, assuming that you don't forget who the big doctor in the sky is. But as long as that's the fact, you remember, of course, everything comes from Hashem, for good or for bad. So then, of course, the way, the Derech HaTeva, the way Hashem made the world, of course, includes going to the doctor. So let's see some interesting things just to wrap up this year in the last 5 minutes. So first of all, something which we haven't spent much time on, but so far we've only been talking about whether it's permissible, advisable, good to go to doctor, to do medicine. The Rambam, and especially Mishnayos and Nedarim, goes even further. And the Rambam says that if you are capable of providing medical attention to somebody, then it's a mitzvah to do so. Now, if you are capable and don't do it, and everyone would agree, that's called los amor al dam riecha. If you see someone drowning and you have a life jacket and you just decide not to throw it to them, that's los amor al dam riecha. You can't just let somebody die. So if you don't know what you're doing, then also that's not your responsibility. That's as if you didn't have a life jacket. You can't help. But if you can help, says the Rambam, it's not just, oh, you better help to avoid an avera of los amor al dam riecha. Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. What's the mitzvah? V'hashevo solo. What's that pasuk referring to? Hashavas aveda. But as the Gemara says, if you have to return somebody's wallet, right? Hashavas gufo lo kashe. If you could return someone's life, so then he thinks that that's part of the mitzvah. Anyone who can help somebody medically and does so, now it's not a mitzvah in a sense to go to the doctor. That's permissible according to the Rashba. That's the right hashkafa. But if to be a doctor, says the Rambam, not only is it a mutter, like the Ramban's begrudging heter, you know, alavai, everyone should be in line for the Navi, no one should go to the doctor, says the Rambam Adarabah. It's a mitzvah. Now, lest anyone think, well, I seem to remember learning once that the Rambam was a doctor. So maybe that's why he's so favorably disposed. But so was the Ramban. Exactly. That's what's so striking about the Ramban. Right? The Ramban had, like, you know, wore two hats. You know, black and white, gray and black. Two different kippahs. You know, he was the doctor and he was Rosh Hashiva, he was rabbi. So the Ramban, you know, he wanted you to come to him as rabbi, Rosh Hashiva. He didn't want you to come to him as a doctor. But he was a doctor, which is just really interesting. How do we paskin? So this is some of those things where I would not have been shocked if the Shulchan Aruch had not addressed this directly. But the Shulchan Aruch does. So we know what the Shahalacha is. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nitna HaTorah Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. That's just quoting the Bar Baba Kama. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, U'mitzvahi. It's a mitzvah to heal. It's a mitzvah if you have the talents. That's why I said to you, if we meet up in 10 years and one of you are a doctor, I'll say yishakayach. That's a big mitzvah. And not that there's anything wrong with being an accountant or a lawyer, but lav dafka, those are mitzvahs. But to be a doctor is a mitzvah. To be a doctor is a mitzvah. Here's my question. Is that only according to the Rambam and the Rashba? Or would it even be possible according to the Ramban? So the pashtus is that, no, we're just paskin against the Ramban. And I would be okay with that. But there are a number of Mefarshim going back as early as the Taz and the Birkei Yosef, and more recently, including Rav Avadya Yosef and the Tshuva, who all suggest that Bizman Hazeh, even the Ramban would have agreed. The Ramban was only writing about some theoretical ideal, not only theoretical, I take that back, some ideal world, which the Ramban says was practical, at least at some point in history. But they suggest, and this is going back even for a few hundred years, let alone the Rav Avadya Yosef nowadays, but even a few hundred years ago already, Birkei Yosef, the Taz, say, no, come on. Nowadays, of course, you can't just hold like, you know, someone's going to say, I'm not going to the doctor. What, are you a Seventh-day Adventist? No. You know, you're a Christian scientist? No. Kimli Karamban, I hold like the Ramban. So says the Taz, says the Birkei Yosef, you have no right to do that. Not only because we, quote unquote, paskin against the Ramban, because even the Ramban wouldn't let you do that nowadays. Remember, what was the preamble of the Ramban? Well, if the Jewish people are living the way they're supposed to, so Teva is not working with the Jewish people. But who lives their life that way? We all live our life based on the laws of nature and science. Even the biggest Rabbanim. Right now, everyone's talking every day, updates, what's with Rav Yashiv this or Rav Yashiv that. Where is Rav Yashiv? In the hospital with doctors. Does anyone say, ooh, he's not so frum. He's not really holding like the Ramban. Ooh. I mean, there's probably some nerdy yeshiva kid somewhere saying something stupid. There's always some yeshiva kid somewhere saying something stupid. But no one normal. I'm saying, imagine, who could you imagine to be the most extreme, you know, the Eid HaRedis or whatever. They also go to the doctor. And they found something they can't answer. Go to the doctor. So you say, but it'd be Machmir, the Ramban. No, says the Taz, Birkei Yosef, no, even the Ramban would hold nowadays. And sure enough, if the Taz and the Birkei Yosef aren't good enough for certain people, The Chazon Ish certainly should be. And the Chazon Ish has a letter in which he says clearly, Hinani Choshev is a hishtadlus hativiyot, natural hishtadlus. I go to the doctor, mashogei lebriyut, in terms of health. It's a mitzvah and a chova. Ta'achas ha-chovos la-hashlamas tzuras ha-adam. That's part of what it means to be a Ben Torah, to be a balanced Jew, is to include physical health. And he points out at the end that there's two extremes one could go to. One could be obsessed with your body, i.e. Western culture, America, Greece of yore. Or you could be the opposite of just think that you're some, you know, embodied neshama and who cares about the guf. And says the Chazon Ish very beautifully, tzarech lefaleh smod, you have to be balanced. If you go to either extreme, it's wrong. You have to be balanced. Of course, the neshama's ultimate is important. But Hashem gave us a guf, and it's our responsibility to take good care of that guf. I'll just end with one interesting footnote. The overwhelming majority, again, as I say, in all seriousness, you know, you just like go out in the street and look. People go to doctors, right? Even the frumest of the frum. So obviously, as the Bach had said, Kfar Nogu B'chol Gvul Yisrael. This is just what how we hold. But it's interesting, at least one that I know of, the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva, the great Sakachov Rebbe, is one of that first generation Hasidic Rebbe's, who was also great poskim. You know, the earliest Hasidic Rebbe's, and I'm taking it away from them, but you don't think of the Baal Shem Tov, the Magid of Mezrich, Nachman of Breslov as a posek. He didn't leave us those kind of writings. The Avnei Nezer was a Rebbe, but we know him, of course, as a posek. He was the Avnei Nezer, the Eglei Tal. So here's a tshuva where someone was told by the doctor they can't fast on Yom Kippur, it's life-threatening, they have to eat. But he didn't want to. He didn't want to listen to the doctor. And the Avnei Nezer says, you don't have to. Because you can hold like the Ebenezer or the Ramban. You're not mechuyev to. Be'ikar adin, we pass like the Rashba, he says. And the Bach says the minhag is to go like that, fine. But if someone wants to hold like the Ramban, you're allowed. The Ebenezer, you're allowed. Now that is not a mainstream view. But it is the Avnei Nezer. I end with one little footnote of history, which is so striking. Anyone know who the son of the Avnei Nezer was? The Shem Mishmuel, of Shmuel of Sakachov, who, at least in terms of his writings, I'm not giving him a bechina or anything, but in terms of his writings, he didn't leave us halachic writings like his father. He left us typical Hasidic writings, great Hasidic Shavuot Lucha on the Parsha. That's the Sefer, I'm sure you have it in the library in the Beis Medrash, the Shem Mishmuel. So there's a volume of Shem Mishmuel on Mo'adim, and on the last page, literally, I mean, you take a book, you open it up to the back. The last page is a letter to his son-in-law. That's the Avnei Nezer's grandson-in-law. Where it was a similar thing, he writes a letter. He says, I heard from my daughter Margalit. How interesting is that? Would you think of a Hasidic Rebbe having a daughter named Margalit? You know, some Zionist conspiracy. Anyway, but the daughter of the Sakhachev Rebbe's name was Margalit, and she was married to somebody whose name I don't know. And he was in a similar, he had a terrible some surgery or some condition. And the daughter writes to the Rebbe, her father, that my husband's getting better, but it's coming up in Yom Kippur, and the doctors are telling him that he can't fast, and he wants to fast. So what would you expect the Shem Yishmuel to say now? I mean, if you go to me, if you go to the Chazon Ish, you go to whoever, we tell him, of course, yeah, you have to listen to the doctors. But remember, this is the grandson and the son of the Avnei Nezer. So what would you expect him to say? If you want, I can't force you, but if you want, you can elect the Ramban. Because that's what the Avnei Nezer says. But sure enough, what does the Shem Yishmuel say? Ukafi asher yomer lecha ha-doctor, kein tishmor la-asos, chalila lecha la-hachmir. Ki mi she-tziva la-tzum b'yom kippur, hu tziva l'shmor l'rofe. The same God who said usually you should fast, he says you must listen to the doctor. So what I find striking is that even though the Avnei Nezer, Migoro from the Avnei Nezer, but not only was he a minority view in his day, his view didn't even last one generation in his own family. In his own family, one generation later already. And I said, well, you know, you can look at Ramban, Ebenezer. No, says the Shem Yishmuel, you can't. The doctor, the exact same Shiloh that Avnei Nezer got. And it's even in the family. You might have thought, well, for other people, but for the Holy Rebbe's family, no. Even in the family, they're already saying, no. And this is the mainstream view. So it's really, you know, it's going back to the Bach. It really is Kach Nogu B'chol Gevul Yisrael. Even in Sakachov. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.